Even before Newton, it had been assumed that time and space were fixed and distinct, the stage on which the never-ending drama of the cosmos was played out. It was an arena where mass, length, and time were absolute and unvarying. It was a theater in which spatial distances and time intervals between events were identical for all observers. Einstein, however, discovered that mass, length, and time were not absolute and unchanging. Spatial distances and time intervals depended on the relative motion of observers. Compared to his earthbound twin, for an astronaut traveling at near light speed, time slows down. The hands on a moving clock are slower. Space contracts. The length of a moving object shrinks, and a moving object gains mass. These were the consequences of special relativity, and each would be confirmed by experiments in the 20th century, but the theory did not incorporate acceleration. General relativity did. In the midst of his struggle to construct it, Einstein said that it made special relativity look like child's play. Just as the quantum was challenging the accepted view of reality in the atomic realm, Einstein took humanity closer to understanding the true nature of space and time. General relativity was his theory of gravity, and it would lead others to the Big Bang origin of the universe. In Newton's theory of gravity, the force of attraction between two objects, such as the Sun and the Earth, is proportional to the product of their respective masses and inversely proportional to the square of the distance separating their centers of mass. With no contact between the masses, in Newtonian physics, gravity is a mysterious action-at-a-distance force. In general relativity, however, gravity is due to the warping of space caused by the presence of a large mass. The Earth moves around the Sun not because some mysterious invisible force pulls it, but because of the warping of space due to the Sun's enormous mass. In short, matter warps space, and warped space tells matter how to move. In November 1915, Einstein tested general relativity by applying it to a feature of Mercury's orbit that could not be explained using Newton's gravitational theory. In its journey around the Sun, Mercury does not trace out exactly the same path every orbit. Astronomers had precise measurements that revealed that the planet's orbit rotated slightly. Einstein used general relativity to calculate this orbital shift. When he saw that the number matched the data within the margins of error, he had palpitations of the heart and felt as if something had snapped inside. "The theory is beautiful beyond comparison," he wrote. With his boldest dreams fulfilled, Einstein was content, but the Herculean effort left him worn out. When he recovered, he turned to the quantum.